This is Richard Sport. I'm here with BankInfoSecurity.com at Black Hat 2007 in Vegas. And I noticed a lot of signs. We speak CVE and we speak CWE floating around the conference. So I stopped by the MITRE booth to find out what they were doing here. I'm here with Robert Martin of MITRE. So Robert, can you tell us what is it that MITRE is doing here?
Basically, MITRE works with many different groups to bring standards to different parts of the security problem space. So the booths you saw were vendors who have adopted and incorporated into their products some of those different standards. But basically, we've, over the couple, about 9-10 years, we've been looking at different areas of security that organizations face and try to figure out how they can be done better. And quite often that comes to having a common understanding of some concept. What I mean by that is, for instance, a vulnerability in a piece of software. Well, up until MITRE started working the CVE program, which you, one of the signs you saw, all the different research tools and people who offered up advice about vulnerabilities called things by different names. And so you didn't really know when they were talking about the same thing, when advice from one place could be used to be added to what you found in another tool. CVE came out, Common Vulnerabilities and Exposures, is a common identifier that pretty much everybody uses now. Of course, it took a little while to build that up, but basically, no matter which kind of vulnerability scanning tool or advice site about how to deal with vulnerabilities, when you look at a Microsoft bulletin, if you look at the technical details, you'll see the CVE name. You also see it in Apple Advisories and Sun, Erratas from Red Hat, lots of different people, Mavel. So the idea is they all now use that as a way of uniquely identifying a known vulnerability. So that helps people correlate, helps you manage, helps you bring together different tools. That's one example. We've got others. The CWE that you talked about, the common weakness enumeration, is aimed at basically how does an application become vulnerable? How does it have an exploitable vulnerability? Well, it can be because of an architectural issue, a design issue, or it can be an implementation issue. And so all of those CVEs that are out there in publicly known software actually came about because of different CWEs, like a buffer overflow, cross-site scripting error. And so because a lot of the infrastructure of organizations have become more secure, the operating systems, the network components, what people today are taking advantage of is all the applications in an enterprise. So those same challenges that the big software developer organizations have been working on for years now is something that every organization that writes software has to deal with. And there really was no roadmap, no way of understanding how tools could be helping you. And that's what the CWE, the Common Weakness Enumeration, is about, to lay out that landscape so that people can actually step up to it, bring in automation, train their people, check the people who develop the code for them. What weaknesses have you reviewed this code for? And get a handle on that end of vulnerabilities. So, you know, the big thing that MITRE tries to do is we work with government, academia, industry to find tractable problems that can be addressed, that everybody can benefit by getting rid of a little bit of the chaos and make things more scalable.
Security has evolved. It used to be the network essentially was a security. Now, from what you're saying, it sounds like the applications, the software itself is the issue. How is the use of standards and how is the use of measurement going to save money or help protect our companies?
Well, basically, we're going to have to step up to the fact that everybody needs to understand the secureness of their applications. Because, we put a lot of applications out on websites or made backroom systems available to your customers or your partners, your supply chain, basically anybody can be a point of entry into everybody's business. So now we're going to have to, as part of due diligence, have to understand what risks are left. And so these standards can help us get a handle on what is enough, who's done what, have they done enough to, you know, not eliminate the risk, but, you know, control it and manage it. So standards are to allow common understanding, to allow different tools to work together, to have a standard understanding of concepts so that you can have expectations, agreements, and so forth. So I'm not sure that the cost is going to be that there's savings, but costs can be reduced of doing the job by bringing in automation, by having, you know, work that can be moved around to different groups because you know they're looking for the same things and so forth. So it's more about keeping the scaling, that if today you tried to bring in personnel to do this by hand, you may be able to do it for small applications. But if you're going to do it for all of your applications and all of your partners' applications so that they can tell you what they've done, it has to be done through automation. And that means standards and interface agreement type of things. And that's where these different efforts we're doing are trying to bring the communities together that are knowledgeable in what can be done and how to do it so that the tool vendors, service providers can actually, you know, enhance their offerings, which they may not be capable of doing without a little outside help.
Aside from CW and CVE, if our listeners are not familiar with some of the major evolving standards, could you give us a quick description of what some of those are?
Okay, well, before I go on, you can find a lot of this under a website called makingsecuritymeasurable.mitre.org. So if I, you know, if you have interest in more of them, they're all there. But basically, there's standards for configuration, how applications are configured, how your operating systems are configured, you know, what services are locked down and so forth. So there's a couple standards in that area. I'll just rattle off some acronyms, XCCDF, OVAL, CPE, and CCE. What those are is the first ones, a language for in XML, putting how to check configuration settings and policy guidance. OVAL is a language that partners with the XCCDF to actually tell you how to go look into a real live computer and look in at file names, registry keys, and so on. The things that actually get interpreted to tell whether or not you're compliant to one of those policies. And then the other is CPE, that's a platform enumeration, because tools are actually very unintelligent and literal. If one tool knows about Windows 2000, the other one knows about Win2K, as far as them tools are concerned, they know nothing in common. So you need to have the ability for them to pass information in an unambiguous way, and that's what CPE does for things like operating system name, application name, and so forth. Then when you get into the configurations, you may want to have a policy about how old passwords are. You know, passwords can't be more than, you know, 6 months old, and then you need to change them. Well, that's passwords on your network, passwords on your application servers, your firewalls, all the different elements that have passwords. Well, how do I figure out if I'm compliant to a policy about passwords have to be less than 6 months old? Well, if you attach an identifier to that concept of password age, CCE, a common control enumeration, then you can actually have, and the tool vendors support that, you can then say, okay, where are all the results for that CCE, bring them together, and that's your measure of whether you're compliant with that policy. So it doesn't matter which vendor tools you're using and what your specific policy is, you know, 6 months, 3 months, but the idea is that concept can be correlated back and you can show compliance. So these are the kinds of standards, you know, each one has different scopes. Some are simple, some are languages, some are enumerations, but all of them are trying to allow automation to bring down the cost and allow it to be done in a bigger scale.
Well, thanks for your time today, Robert. We appreciate your information. Again, that's makingsecuritymeasurable.mitre.org.